This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The looting of Iraq apparently included buildings full of equipment related to the possible production of nuclear weapons. That's according to the International Atomic Energy Agency. The UN watchdog agency says it has new satellite photos of sensitive sites in Iraq. The photos show that entire buildings have disappeared, along with the equipment and material inside them. Those buildings contained precision material that might prove valuable to terrorists who want nuclear weapons. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Before the war in Iraq, inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency routinely visited and monitored more than 100 sites there. Since the war began, IAEA inspectors have been unable to visit almost all of those locations, but they've been keeping track through regularly updated satellite photos. Earlier this week, the IAEA informed the Security Council that there has been widespread and, in its words, apparently systematic dismantling of entire buildings at these sites. Many of these sites are military in nature, and the equipment housed there, which had been tagged by the IAEA, also disappeared, according to Mark Gwozdecki, the agency's spokesman in Vienna.
It's very difficult to pin down precisely when these changes took place, but they were on such a widespread scale that I think it's clear to us that it took place over a long period of time, not just in the immediate fall of Baghdad, but certainly since then, and certainly through 2003.
The IAEA made it clear that although some radioactive scrap metal has disappeared from these sites, no fissile or potentially explosive material is involved. There is some enriched uranium and uranium in other forms still in Iraq, but that remains at a secured site south of Baghdad. Still, the looting appears to have been targeted, says Gary Milholland, an expert on nuclear proliferation at the Wisconsin Project on Nuclear Arms Control, targeted by people who understand just how valuable the missing facilities and equipment are.
If somebody is going to spirit away an entire factory full of sensitive equipment and do it in a short period of time and do it secretly, that means that it's very likely that this has gone to nefarious purposes. We know that there's a nuclear black market in the world which supplies this kind of equipment to people. And what we have to fear is that these sensitive machine tools and other things just went into that black market and could be anywhere.
In the wake of the U.S. invasion last year, some nuclear-related sites in Iraq were subject to the same widespread looting that took place all over the country. Radioactive scrap metal from Iraq has turned up in Jordan and as far away as the Netherlands. But the IAEA report suggests the dismantling of Iraqi nuclear-related sites has been far more systematic than previously understood. Nevertheless, at the State Department Tuesday, spokesman Richard Boucher suggested that U.S. forces in combination with the Iraqi interim government have the problem under control.
I think we share the general concern that some material might have gotten out into the market immediately after the war, but to the extent that all of us have been able to bring it under control, we have done that, and I think the Iraqis have been able to put in place the kind of monitoring safeguards and control systems that are necessary to prevent any further leakage.
U.S. assurances have not convinced some experts in the field. Hans Blix led the team of inspectors who were searching for chemical and biological weapons in Iraq before the war.
Things were under control in Iraq when the inspectors were there. All these things were tagged and they were visited by the inspectors. And in comes the United States and occupy the country in order ostensibly to take care of weapons of mass destruction, and they lose control, and the instruments and equipment that could be used or be helpful in nuclear production disappears.
The United States, says Gary Milholland, should have been especially mindful to secure this material, given the chaos in Iraq, its open borders, and the disclosures earlier this year about the international nuclear black market.
All of the developed countries try hard not to let these machine tools go into the wrong hands. That is, we all have export control systems that require licenses before these kinds of things can be shipped out. For suddenly what amounts to a treasure trove of them to simply go missing, it's a big setback for the worldwide effort to stop the spread of nuclear weapons.
Milholland and other experts say it's time to let the IAEA inspection teams back into Iraq as the best way to safeguard the remaining dangerous nuclear-related facilities and equipment there. So far, the Iraqi interim government has not given the go-ahead for them to return. Mike Schuster, NPR News.